But I want to tell you that if you learn to tap into this energy body, and that's what this meditation does. When you learn the manifesting meditation, what happens is you shift the assemblage point of energy in your body and in your life. And you do a somersault into what was previously the unimaginable. And what happens is that you begin to see yourself as someone who has much greater power than you ever thought you had before. Someone who can do things that you've been told you can't do. Someone who can be in more than one place, perhaps, at the same time, like you are when you're in your dream. Someone who can change shape, like you do when you're in your dream. Someone who can be young or old. Don Juan, in his training, in his early training, Don Juan Matus, in his earliest training, had to dress as a woman for 2 years and disguise himself as a woman and never, ever be found out. If he was ever found out, he had to start the 2 years over. Just to prove that he had the capacity to disguise himself. Just to have that energy of being able to be male or female. To know that that's not something that's separate from you, but that you have that. This ability to have someone come at you that you don't want to see you and to make yourself invisible to them through the use of your energy body. These are all things that we think, oh, come on, we can't do that. Where are you coming off with that stuff? You're cookie thieves. Because you're stuck in believing there's only one dimension of reality, and it is the reality that your senses process and perceive. And you don't understand yet that there are other dimensions of reality, and you can at least peer into them. And if you want to do more than just peer into them, you can wander into them. Your life here is like being in one room in a house that has 1,000 rooms. And you show up in this one room called daily awareness. And you live in this room. The door opens at your conception and it closes at your death. And you live in this room and you try to figure out a way into the other 999 rooms that constitute potential human awareness. But you can't get in them. Because you're always pushing and pushing and pushing on the walls and looking for an exit out of this dimension that's out there. Somehow this pushing process doesn't work and you just keep pushing against these walls. And then you have the insight, the awareness. And you step back and finally you realize that the doorway out of the limitations of daily awareness opens inward. You step back and you allow the door to open and you walk right through. And as you walk through, you begin to see the ability to manifest, the ability to manage the coincidences of your life, the ability to place your attention on prosperity, on healing, on unconditional love, on kindness, on divine relationships. And you see that energy not just as something that is static and stagnant, but as something that is alive and flowing and moving and connecting everything to everything. It is said that when a butterfly just moves its wings off the coast of the United States, it flutters the breezes and the leaves on the islands of Japan. The connection is that subtle. There is nothing that separates you from that divine source except your belief that you are separate from it. Thank you very much.